News Talk 1270. This is Glenn, who's on the phone.
This is Cynthia Lummis calling from Washington.
Great to hear your voice again. I don't know why you are not a heavy drinker after what I just got done reading in the news today.
This has been another tough week in Washington.
What
with General McChrystal's resignation, replacement with General Petraeus, yesterday's completion of the conference committee's work on the financial reform bill, and a ridiculous bill that the House passed yesterday.
Well, let me ask you about that real quick there. That the bill they passed yesterday, what is it, over 2,000 pages yet again?
Blatantly unconstitutional.
Okay.
Completely abrogates the First Amendment rights to free speech as articulated by the U.S. Supreme Court just recently. So this Congress has lost respect for the Constitution, for the Supreme Court's role in interpreting the Constitution, and blatantly favored certain groups over others in terms of their ability to exercise their First Amendment constitutional rights. It's stunning. I didn't watch it happen. I can't believe it's happening.
Well, now, as you watch this happen, I'm just going to take a stab at it here. You tell me how right or wrong I am. With the health care bill, we found out that not only are these people not writing the bill, they're not even reading the bill, then they go ahead and vote on it and get mad at us because we wanted them to write it and read it. I bet you that very few people that voted for this bill actually had anything to do with its writing, and they probably never read it.
Glenn, there's no question that that's true. It was written by folks in Nancy Pelosi's office in the Obama administration, many of whom are too young to have had the life experience to recognize what works in America.
Well, you know, I've been, but preach on, sister. I've been saying that for months now, that I appreciate anybody who's graduated from Harvard and Yale. That's really one hell of an achievement there. But until you get out into the real world and have experienced real jobs and how life really works, there's no way you should be sitting down to write any kind of legislation for anybody because you don't know how the real world operates.
And here you have young people that have never held a private sector job telling employers what kind of health insurance they have to provide for their employees, or telling Americans what sort of government-approved health insurance they will now have to buy or be subject to IRS sanctions and or jail.
Well, now, speaking of real life, let's take a look at real life for a minute. Now, if you and I were running a business, you and I would have to sit down and come up with a budget every single year. There's no way we could run a business without a budget, especially if we had stockholders involved. But even if we didn't, if we don't have a budget, let's face it, we're going to run that business into the ground quickly. And yet still, we don't have a budget on Capitol Hill.
And furthermore, Glenn, if you went to a bank to borrow money, you would have to have a business plan on how you're going to pay it back. Yet we are borrowing as a country billions of dollars every day from foreign countries and from American investors. And not giving them any clue about how we're going to pay it back. When Ben Bernanke has come before the Budget Committee in the House on which I serve, he says, you've got to have a plan on how we're going to pay this back. He's been saying that for over a year now. Yet the majority party in Congress has no plan, and now this year has gone one step further. They have said, even though the law of since 1974 has explained how the Budget Act will work in Congress, this year, for the first time ever, they have said, we're not going to have a budget.
Well, you know, in fact, I even agree with Alan Greenspan, who just recently said, because we've been borrowing so much, there's no choice but for the interest on what we've been borrowing to go through the roof. I mean, that's a natural. So that means we're going to wind up even more in debt faster because the interest on what we will be borrowing over the coming years is going to go up and up and up because we're reaching our debt limit.
That's exactly right. And a month ago, we had a sale of U.S. Treasuries. Mm-hmm. go unsubscribed, which means there weren't enough buyers to buy them.
Wow.
They wouldn't buy them at the interest rate that they were being offered.
That is huge. I didn't know about that. It's huge. We got a caller on the line for you. Here we go. News Talk 1270. This is Glenn. Who's on the phone?
This is Glenn.
Yeah, what you got?
I get, since we have Cynthia on there, I really would like to have her opinion on why these people think that they're dukes and duchesses back there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Linda. You have to deal with them every single day. Well, how do they hold that opinion? Any idea?
Once again, could you restate it?
No, he wants to know, and I've wondered this too, but this is why I just want to send you like a bottle of bourbon or something someday so you can hide it in your desk drawer. A lot of these people have that you deal with. I've met you in person a few times. You are still a very down-to-earth person, and I appreciate that in you. But there's so many people that you are working with who think of themselves as dukes and duchesses better than the rest of us. Do you have any idea how did they arrive with that opinion? Did they already have that opinion when they got onto Capitol Hill? I mean, and how do you deal with that?
Well, sadly, there does seem to be a political class here in Washington, people that somehow think they're above the laws that they're creating for others. I believe that over the years that has declined a little bit in that finally Congress applies to itself most of the laws that it asks other Americans to apply to them. But that's not always the case. As you know, we had to drag the Congress kicking and screaming into being included in the health care bill.
Mm-hmm.
All of the original drafts exempted Congress from the bill. As it ended up, the bill that passed the Senate that eventually the House voted to concur with provided that, yes, Congress is included in the health care bill. Yes, their staffs are included in the health care bill. But get this, the committee staff that drafted the bills are exempt. They're still exempt.
Yeah, but they have to force it down our throats. Great.
Indeed. And I have a bill with Ann Kirkpatrick, who is a Democrat from Arizona, who is one of those practical, real-world Americans. She lives up near Flagstaff. And the bill would cut congressional pay by 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And even that modest indication, it doesn't save that much money, but it's symbolic of what the American people are going through. And even that modest symbolism will not pass. And when Ann or I approach some members, especially of her caucus, I hate to say, about it, they say indignantly, you know, I worked hard to get here and I'm not taking a pay cut. As if everyday Americans don't work hard every day to keep their jobs, to keep their families fed and in school. And it's just unreal.
It is. I got another call on the line for you. News Talk 1270. This is Glenn, who's on the phone.
Glenn, this is Sean. How are you doing?
All right. What you got?
I just got a couple questions. It's kind of a three-part question. Anyways, I'll make it quick. First, whatever happened to we the people, by the people, for the people? And then the other part is, how come the people that are serving our country or supposed to be serving us, the people, don't understand the Bill of Rights, don't understand the U.S. Constitution? And third off, how can they themselves give themselves a raise when we're having an economic problem like we're having? And I'll hang up and listen to the answers.
All right. Did you hear all that?
Yeah, I did. All right. And let me tell you, we the people, the question was, whatever happened to we the people?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to it is going to be expressed loud and clear in November.
Right.
We have been consenting to be governed by the federal government. We, meaning the states and the people, created the federal government, not the other way around.
Right.
They derive their powers from us. And when the federal government overreaches, when they fail to comply with the individual rights expressed in the Bill of Rights, the American people have the ultimate right to take our country back. And I am absolutely convinced that on November 4th, the American people are going to take this country back as to its House of Representatives. I believe that you're going to see a sea change on November 4th, in that the American people are going to elect real-world Americans who are respectful of the Bill of Rights, the entire Constitution, and our Declaration of Independence. These are the founding principles, and every candidate should be grilled about our first principles and whether or not they will adhere to those. So I'm glad the caller asked the question. What happened to it? I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged because in November we're going to be reminded.
I got some,
whatever happened to We the People.
I got some calls lighting up. You got a few more minutes because I was told about quarter till with you. You have some a place you have to go, or can we hang on to you for a few minutes?
You can.
Okay, let's go to the next call. News Talk 1270. This is Glenn, who's on the phone.
This is Dale.
Yeah, what you got?
I just was wondering if there was something that Congress could do to get the Constitution taught back in the schools.
Okay. What do you think about that? Constitution taught back in the schools?
To my knowledge, there is still in ninth grade what we used to call civics classes.
Right.
Some sort of review of basic constitutional principles. But I got to tell you, I'm not sure that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
My own daughter participated in the We the People competition, which a lot of Wyoming schools participate in when they're in high school. And that is very clearly a constitutional contest, your knowledge of the Constitution and the amendments to the Constitution. And that occurs in about 10th grade or 11th grade. I saw the most amazing thing when I was visiting the schools in Newcastle earlier this year. They have a tremendous program to teach the Constitution, and I was embarrassed, in fact humbled, by the knowledge that those kids had of our Constitution.
I think it needs to be a required course for those people who have just entered Congress.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me run to the next call here. News Talk 1270. This is Glenn, who's on the phone.
Good morning, Glenn. It's Tom.
What you got?
I had a question for Representative Lummis about her position on these new wilderness laws that have been going in, bills that have been coming in, and specifically, what's her opinion on the Forest Service decision to manage proposed wilderness area as wilderness now?
Were you able to hear that question?
I believe I did.
All right.
Just yesterday, I had a bill that I'm sponsoring before the House Natural Resources Committee that would have given the Forest Service more flexibility to deal with bark beetle outbreaks. It would have allowed them to bring in logging companies to harvest standing dead bark beetle-killed trees in order to convert them and their woody biomass into alternative energy. Mm-hmm. It would have allowed them to enter into multi-year contract with logging firms so we could thin out those areas and prevent those trees from falling. Right now there are about 100,000 trees a day falling, and of course when they pile up on the floor of the forest, that's when the fire risk is the highest.
Right.
Not when they're standing dead and have shed their needles. We had worked with the Forest Service for almost a year on that and got their input and incorporated their desires into the bill. And the USDA, which, of course, is the umbrella organization for the Forest Service, came in and testified against the bill. This after we had worked with them to get it. And that's because the higher-ups in the Obama administration are at the beck and call of extreme environmental groups. And I'm not saying all environmental groups are bad, because a lot of them on the ground in Wyoming and other states are helping and providing good input.
Right.
But the ones back here are dogmatic, and they're not interested in conservation. They're interested in power.
Well, and some of those groups have never even been out here, so they have no idea what they're talking about.
That's correct. So to get to the caller's point, I do not think the wilderness should be administered as wilderness until it is declared a wilderness area. And I further find that we need to look more carefully at how some of the wilderness designations have given some flexibility that certain groups now want to ignore with regard to administering a wilderness area.
We are talking with Representative Lummis from Washington, D.C. right now, and you still got a full board of calls here, so let's keep going. News Talk 1270, this is Glenn. You got to turn down your radio, and then what's your question?
Hey, I have a question for you. Kind of just what you were talking about, you know, I'm from Montana, and you look at the Bob Marshall Wilderness, they do not do anything there. It is a natural thing for forests and deadfall to pile up, and it burns. It's a natural thing. It creates a healthy environment. My question for you is, what is the absolute feeling about how Obama, who taught Constitution at a college, as a professor of a Constitution, and he's breaking it down. What is the feeling of the constituents that you are around? I mean, do they not see this?
I thank the caller for the question. They do see it, and there's tremendous alarm among Wyoming people. I hear words like, I'm afraid for my country, I am scared, I'm deeply concerned. And it's not just in Wyoming. I ran into a former county commissioner, they call them county supervisors, I think, from Maryland, a Democrat, a devout lifelong Democrat, who is every bit as scared as the more conservative people in the Intermountain West are. So, indeed, people are worried.
What about on the floor of the House and on the floor of the Senate? Are there people, because I see people that you're working with who are breaking down the Constitution. Do they realize they're doing it?
And they're absolute ideologues. And yesterday's vote is indicative of the fact that I don't think they see it.
Right.
This was a blatant attempt to protect the free speech rights of certain groups and take it away from others.
Right.
And that I can't think of anything more blatant than that. And I do want to acknowledge also the previous caller is correct that in a designated wilderness area that has been declared a wilderness area, that is an acknowledgement by Congress and with the input of the American people that will be managed by just completely leave it alone, natural means, and that is by design. I have no problem when an area has been declared a wilderness area that it be left alone.
Okay.
And that there be no power tools. But where you've got an area that's being managed as a wilderness that's not a wilderness, I question whether that's really appropriate.
I got time for one last call. Oh, boy, I'm really pushing back the commercial breaks for you, but this is good stuff here. One last call. News Talk 1270, this is Glenn. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Hey, my name is Nicholas DeLatte. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, Mrs. Loomis. I'm glad I was able to speak to you. I have one question for you. Do you believe that the federal government has, and mostly the executive branch of it, has overstepped their power on states and citizens' rights? And if so, why hasn't a bill been introduced somewhere in Congress to abolish the 17th Amendment, which after research and time has been known to be the cause to pretty much take away most of the state's rights and give the power to the executive branch?
Now, the 17th Amendment, you'll have to remind me, is that the one that provides that the public will elect U.S. senators rather than the states?
Correct.
Very good. Okay. Phew.
You passed your test today.
There has been a bill introduced, to my knowledge, that would provide that we would return to election of U.S. senators by the state legislatures. That would, of course, have to go to each state and be passed by enough states to repeal it. I got to tell you, I listened to that argument, and I think you could be correct that is part of the problem, but I'm not totally convinced that is the source of the problem. I'm not convinced that if we did return to state senates the power to select U.S. senators, that they would be as respectful of states and the 10th Amendment as they need to be. I think that so many of these rights were, there was such a sea change during the last century, and especially during the FDR years, that a lot of Americans have become used to deferring to the federal government as the top authority in this country and not to states and the people. So I think it's even more complicated than repealing the 17th Amendment. I think we have to elect members to both the House and the Senate and ultimately to the presidency of the United States, all of whom are respectful of the 10th Amendment, and that's the kind of sea change it's going to take to right the ship.
Okay, I got to. I have one more question for you, then I got to let you go because I pushed the brakes back that far. Whatever happened to PAYGO?
PAYGO is a law that the Democrats tout as the way that they're being fiscally responsible. That means you pay for bills
yep.
as you pass them.
Uh-huh.
And they waive PAYGO more than they use PAYGO. It's
yep.
an absolute sham.
Here's the thing. When you write a law should have consequences. So if the law is PAYGO, then breaking the law should have consequences for these members. But it doesn't, so they break it.
That's exactly right. And any bill they can't pay for, they just waive PAYGO.
All
so
right.
It is a total sham, absolute sham.
I am up against too many breaks now. It has been a pleasure. You're always welcome to call anytime you want to get in on the air. Just let me know, and we'll hook it up.
My pleasure, Glenn. Thanks so much.
No problem.